I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On the tip of my tongue to do that stupid
Don't
hard.
Do it.
Do you know what? Okay, Tom.
It's very annoying.
Start again.
Yeah, that makes me want to do it.
Right. Clap.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Hello.
Where are we?
Bournemouth.
Bournemouth. Dressing room.
Yeah.
2 years later. This was the last one.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Before COVID.
Last time we were in here was BC. The last gig before.
The very last one.
BC. COVID stopped the what? Touring industry.
BC.
Jesus.
Big cock. Yeah, last time we were here was the last gig before COVID hit.
Before lockdown.
Yeah, it was a bit of a strange one, wasn't it? But
What's it called? Over the road to some toilet roll.
Because everyone was panic buying, weren't they?
Because Sophia was like, there's no toilet roll at home. I was like, what? She's like, everyone's buying toilet rolls. I was like, that's fucking bizarre.
Sad state of affairs, wasn't it?
Yeah. Should we not go into it?
It's supposed to be upbeat. This
is the past. Here we are again. We're going to play a show.
I got up early this morning.
Went to the beach, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah, did a little 7 mile.
It's a gorgeous beach, isn't it?
It's lovely. The beer is nice.
I went down to that dead cash area.
Sandbanks.
Sandbanks, yeah. It's fucking well nice there.
Mr. Redknapp used to have a house.
I think he still does, apparently.
Yeah. Clarkson used to live there as well.
Harry Redknapp.
Does he like sleeping?
No, he owns like a chain of fish
shops. Jesus Christ.
Shop.
What have we done since the last one?
We did
it
at Aylesbury.
We did the show. That was good,
wasn't it? Just an update on the shower. It was all right.
The powerful one?
Yeah.
It was good, I think.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, it was okay.
I agree with my list about that. Excuse me. The fruit. Nice. Yeah, I had a load of fruit before I came back. I think it's acid reflux.
Belchy.
You what? Oh, I thought it meant there was fruit in the shower.
I did.
It was my barb. I think this episode we should not go on as much about showers.
It was very much
a shower episode, and I think people like...
We got excited, didn't we?
The gigs. Yeah. So
over-excited.
Since then we've done... We did Aylesbury, that was boss.
Great venue.
We had a day off at home, and then we came to Cambridge... That was boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Cambridge
enjoyed that.
Was great. We had a little day off in between, didn't we?
We did. Yeah, it was a little day break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got straight off. Me, Tom, and Miles went straight home after Aylesbury. But you two stayed out.
We did. Yeah, we had a day off, didn't we? Together. Sightseeing.
Got rat-assed.
Yeah.
Got a steak as well.
Steak was lovely.
Chateaubriand.
Real nice.
Shout out, what is it? The Cambridge Chop?
Chop House. Yeah. It was really, really nice. So shout out to Cambridge Cop.
Cambridge. what else you do with your
Cambridge.
Day
Cambridge Cock House. Cambridge Chop House. So what else did we do? We went to that RAF pub, which was a... really old green king.
Time really flew in there, didn't it?
Fucking
damn.
They
do something cool, weren't they? And the roof, didn't people burn like the names?
Yeah, into the
lighters?
Ceiling, yeah. It was entirely covered in...
With lipstick, candles and lighters. Yeah. Left the moniker before they left.
All over the shop.
What, three missions.
Just like signatures or...
Just like the squadron numbers and the date.
The names and stuff.
Nicknames and stuff.
That's cool.
Really interesting. And...
Lacquered now.
It was the same pub where... DNA was discovered?
Yeah.
Why the fuck did they discover DNA?
Obviously, they didn't find DNA in the pub.
They were doing
their pub
research, you know what I mean? Well, they probably to do with it.
Getting my bunk for that, fucking hell.
Do you mean the one?
Fucking hell, yeah.
Do you mean the one, the DNA Spunk one bunk. That they used, the police use?
Yeah.
Didn't they do it at Leicester, that? I've seen a programme on it. DNA profiling, is that what you mean?
Well, no, it was a discovery of the helical formation of the actual DNA that's within us.
I just don't get why it was in a pub.
Because I think there were students.
There were students at Cambridge
University. They were probably having a discussion, then they finally cracked the
and
code.
And then from there, police were able to create a database of human DNA.
When we got off from Aylesbury, we call it a disco drive out.
Well, it's because it comes from when you're doing a gig and there's a night, a club night on afterwards.
A student night.
Yeah, the techs and that call it a disco loadout because they have to literally get it out
get
the disco
as quick as possible.
To the disco DJ call. But I mean, we call it with a human one where you come off. I love doing it, mate. It gives me a little buzz. where you come right off stage and you walk straight onto the tour bus. He's got his engine on, waiting. Get on the tour bus, the door closes and it drives
we
off.
We do one tomorrow as
your
well.
Your ears are still ringing from the end of Charlemagne and it's weird. Yeah. Like, what? You're still on the buzz from the gig and it's like...
The mad one, that.
Success. You filmed this right from getting off?
Get us a sunny.
Location, Stockport, here we go. Fucking dominoes, woof.
I like Cambridge, lovely place.
It's old, innit?
Yeah.
What, buildings are old. Portsmouth, then we did.
Portsmouth. I liked that. Pissed it down.
Oh, yeah, it was you.
Joe got sodden.
Again, I did another big sort of run down the seafront. And then I came across a D-Day museum.
Nice. You and Ewan went to that.
And then I came back and the historian himself, Ewan Ogden,
you sat over there.
We went back to the D. I invited Charlie, he didn't want to come.
We were tired boys, though.
Well, I came back and then told him all about it, and Chaz was like, you regretted it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, actually.
He said,
yeah.
I wish you would have come. I bought you a badge, though, didn't I?
Yeah.
We played the Portsmouth Guildhall, which my dad texted me just before going on saying, I saw Elvis Costello there in 1984 when my dad was based.
What year did you see Elvis Costello here? Yeah, sound, that's the one that came up online. I'm going to say it on stage. I'm going on stage now. I'll speak to you after. Yeah, I'm going on now. It's 2 minutes to nine, isn't it? I'm on at nine. Right, see you in a bit. Were you a doctor? Were you a doctor or the Navy? Alright, Sam. Right, I'll see you in a bit. Yeah, Sam. I'll see you in a bit.
Dad's
based
on. How old are you in 1984, Josh?
Well, we were pals, so.
But yeah, he was based there. He's in the Navy and he was based in Portsmouth.
That got a big reception, though, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Bigger than the Elvis Costello fact, to be honest.
I think there was a large portion of naval associated people in there, weren't there?
In the crowd?
Yeah.
What do you call people who are in the Navy? Like, you don't want navals. I mean, what's
the. Sailors.
Fucking hell, yeah. I just wanted to know what the plural.
It's just being in the Navy.
I didn't know if it was, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's like, you know what they call, I don't really know what army talk, but like
troops.
Squaddies and stuff like that.
Yeah, squaddies are like ground troops, aren't they?
Yeah, well, my mate Will, mine and Tom's, he's a PT in the army. He's hench, isn't he?
Yeah.
Very.
Then after Portsmouth, we make our way to Exeter for a day off, don't we? And we got very drunk.
We got
and
drunk.
Went for a curry.
Yeah.
That
was
curry was great.
Our pissed was Ryan.
Yeah, we'll insert the photo. The video
fuck
of him
me.
Here.
I've skipped a bit.
It's a traditional.
Earlier on in the day, me, you, and Joe went climbing.
Mm. Oh,
because Joe's
yeah.
an avid climber at home, innit? So for some exercise, Joe was like, come climbing on the day off in Exeter. I found this place.
Come climbing, Miles. I won't tell you that there's loads of cameras when you turn up to film you fucking deck it. It's fine.
insert video here.
Another
it's
insert.
All right. Well, the thing
you
is, tried,
you, know, no, you went whoa. In the deep end.
Can I tell?
Not necessarily.
So we're on, it's called fingerboards, right?
Where steady on.
Oh, matron.
You train like your fingers to get them warmed up because obviously you've got tendons and stuff. And you can really hurt your tendons.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, this is what I said to you. I went on it just to warm my fingers up and that. Mm. And I was like, I'll have a go. I was like, don't do that yet. Like, you never come climbing before. You don't need to do that. And he just completely ignored me. So I just thought, fuck you then. And he went on it and fell straight on his ass.
So this is the start. So I get it. Put your fingers in. That's why I'm not doing it. I'm not built for this. Why are you turning to a dog?
You should have listened to what I was saying. You were quite upset though, because you thought you'd be dead good at it, didn't you?
I was good when I was a kid climbing. But they meant for kids, whatever you climb.
I used to climb trees.
Trees aren't. I could climb a tree now.
After the other day, I don't.
I won't. No, then you got your confidence back.
Now
you were
good.
Did a few more, didn't
you were good for your first time. You both
did well. It
was good
fun. My arm is still aching.
My arm's still aching.
Really?
Yeah. Like
that would have screwed me for the gig, that big time.
Yeah, it would have.
It's really, really.
It's fun though.
I found it.
The shoes are weird.
Yes, you have to have very small shoes. I found it, for me personally, like the best form of exercise.
Then we went out and got rid of all the effects of climbing with
booze and curry.
Lager and curry.
Yeah.
We walked to the Curry King.
Curry King.
Gorgeous curry.
Well, first of all, a shout out to that old firehouse.
The old firehouse went for a pint.
Good booze there. Yeah, nice. If you ever find yourself in Exeter, go there. It's good.
Then this old bloke got out of the fucking jacuzzi. Bollocks. Fucking bollocks were just hanging out.
I think he's delivered. How old was he? About 80?
About 80.
About 80.
He was in good shape. He was in really good shape. We were chatting to him.
He looked like a tan leather sofa, but tanned. With no palate. And he got out of the fucking jacuzzi. But he deliberately worn shorts with no mesh inside. So just running shorts. He got out and he's fucking.
And we walked up to the Curry King.
It was fucking good curry, wasn't it?
Yeah,
very, very
really
good.
Hot.
I still
spicy,
very spicy.
I'm not a mad curry fan anyway.
No,
but I hate the way it feels afterwards. Like it just sits on your stomach for ages.
Oh, I knew after that, by the end of the night. Like for me, I was
you went straight to bed, didn't you?
I was in bed by 9.
You usually finish your night with a curry, don't you?
Yeah, we started.
If you've been on the ale like all day, you usually finish your night with a curry.
We were pre-drinking before the curry.
Yeah,
but then Ryan had a few pints before, didn't he?
Yeah.
Then he met up for us for a few pints.
Fuck me.
And then
is he okay? Is he okay?
Just know the clip of him.
The way he's gonna be on.
The way. I'm sure I ordered lamb dubiata.
Is it? We should go with garlic bread. You know what I mean? Stockport,
sir. It was coming up to us going, is he alright? Is
your
friend
okay?
We were
still on the first beer and he'd done it in and he was like, who's having another beer?
You
like,
can't oh. You can't remember the food, can he?
He was being so loud.
What, eating?
No, just like he was going, yeah, that's mine. Do you know what I mean? Like, and like coming over and like obviously the fish allergy. So I was like, I've got a, fish allergy. And he was going, no, serious fish allergy. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
There was like
on.
A nice family next to us going, like, weren't we?
Yeah,
looking over, they're anxious.
Do you know what I clocked them saying?
What?
There was a moment of silence on their table and they were all looking at each other just like that. And the old boy went, they're okay.
Oh,
fuck's sake.
Oh.
You got his number after, didn't you?
Oh yeah, you went and spoke to him, didn't you?
Standard chat. Chaz loves speaking to like middle-aged guys. You do though.
I don't.
If you ever see Chaz, he's like, "Where's
he's
Charlie?"
A normal
he's always
guy.
He's always got collared.
Been a couple of pals on planes.
Yeah, he's
you?
Always got he's always got collared by like a guy in his like mid-50s.
What do you expect when you?
They're just normal
put in
guy.
A seat next to a middle-aged man.
No, ignore them. I've been.
Don't
we've
speak.
All been.
That's
we've all
I
been.
Ignore them.
Yeah, you two won't speak to anyone.
Yeah, it's not the way I roll.
I saw you run on the tour bus away from some fans the other night in Cambridge, actually.
I wasn't, well, no, I'm just...
You thought you got away with it. I saw you do it. I was like, that's tight as fuck, that.
Social anxiety is a real thing.
Bullshit.
And there's also being a bell end. That's
yeah,
real.
That's what it was.
No, it's like, you know...
You came
like,
out afterwards. I'll give you the benefit. Because me and Tom
I always come out at the end when they've all gone. Do you know what I mean? No, I'm only joking. No, you know, you get off. I have a shower, don't I? It's a bit sweaty, you know?
After gig sometimes, I'm not arse after a gig. I could have someone come, like mates and that, come in straight away to the dressing room and like have a chat. You like a bit of chill time, don't you? You don't like it. It sends you a bit under.
Yeah, you need to decompress.
Well, yeah,
and
different,
just
aren't they? You
relax in your space. I mean,
Miles might need his own dressing room.
It's nice to wind down after the gig for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't like it when everyone piles.
I'm personally
I like at least 15 minutes.
You know, when you've got your strides off and people are all that kind of
it's
shit.
It's the adrenaline as well. You just need to chill for a minute.
I'm always in my boxes, aren't I? I'm in my boxes a lot. I love just being knocking about in my boxes. Weird.
Yeah, if I'm about to jump in the shower, someone walks in like, good gig, mate, with a fucking pint in hand. I'm like, fuck off. Do you know what I mean? Not asked who you are. It's true.
No, fair enough. It is what it is, isn't it? But yeah, I think that's a good roundup of what's happened.
Just quickly.
Fucking lad, such
we've been, we've developed, Charlie, Ryan and I have developed a thing with... In each city, we go and find the like Asian supermarkets.
Yeah.
And I forgot to give it to you the other day. I got you a little gift.
Oh, fuck off. Have you actually?
Yes.
Is it fucking...
It's a gift for Joe soda? From Josh today.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. There you go.
Yo.
I meant to give you... I got you that in...
what is it?
Fucking the nice. Best
I got that in Cambridge.
I fucking love this shit.
Hell of shit.
Ramune soda. I first had this in Japan.
What is it like hangover?
No, it's just a soda.
Have you ever had it before?
I don't really like soda.
It's not the Picari sweat.
I'll have a taste of it and then
I don't mind a taste. I've never tasted that.
I've never tasted it.
No, no.
I believe it's like it's a mad flavour, isn't it? It's like a Mojito flavour or something.
Yeah, is it?
I think Junko. Junko is a fan of ours from Japan who comes over.
It's got a little marble in the top. Yeah, and you have to press it in.
Was it from the war that they changed all this because they didn't have? They had like a metal shortage. I believe that
you often find like Victorian bottles have a glass marble in.
Sorry, I'm talking. You know, they used to do that, but then when the war came, and obviously metal was used for like tanks and armor and stuff like that. Mm. They went back to this
boring. Oh, I get what it's like. It's like a fucking opening to Mark Pure.
Watch this. Look. Wow.
It's a little marble.
And it means when you're swigging it, it doesn't take too much.
And then what you might do is you see these little divots here.
So nice.
Is divots a word? Yeah.
It is now.
Well, that's where the marble sits while you drink like this.
Delicious. On hot toast.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's good.
There you go, Josh Private.
Yeah.
It could be a bit cold.
Smell first.
Put the microphone to you.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't keep it in the fridge.
That's rude of me, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Could it be colder?
Sorry.
Free gift.
Fuck you, man. I didn't mean that. I just mean for everyone trying it. What do you think, Tom?
You can fucking smell
it's a straight. It's a peculiar taste. I love it. It's quite bubblegum.
I'm not really a fan of that kind of thing.
What's it called?
If I'm honest.
So let's swig of that.
Ramune, is it?
It reminds me of like Ramune an ice pop something. Or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, when an ice pop frozen ice pop.
Goes, do you what? Melts.
I think they sell them. They sell them in Sainsbury's.
They do?
In some Sainsbury's.
It wouldn't be... I don't know. If you were really thirsty, you wouldn't choose one of them, would you?
I do.
Because of the...
the amount?
No, the...
Oh, the push down. No, yeah. It's not too... I mean, I took my time with it then.
You just want to chin somewhere else, wouldn't you, really? It's nice, though.
The product design prevents the marble escaping. The marble. Remember the marble?
I feel as though if it was in like a normal can, it wouldn't taste as good.
No, it's a novelty when you press the thing in.
You've had it before, haven't you, Miles?
I fucking love them.
Let's pass it here, then.
Bubblegum.
That's what I mean. But it's lovely. My favourite drink. So thank you very much for that question.
It's all right.
Well, we put an Instagram out this morning asking for questions.
I see.
About touring.
What?
Put the microphone to your mouth.
Sorry. I just read one.
Go on, read it.
I don't want to. Do you want me to read it? You asked for it.
Fine.
Who sheds the most?
That would be me.
You asked for it.
It's fine.
And then it says, who sheds the most hair? Like, whose hair? do you pull out their ass?
What?
I don't know.
Hair pulling out your ass?
Apparently, yeah. I don't know. Go on, Tom.
No, I said carrot.
Yeah. Do you prefer being on the bus or being in dressing rooms?
Bus.
Bus.
I think it depends on the dressing room.
Sometimes it's a really good dressing room.
Yeah, if it's a really good dressing room.
Big room,
because the bus you're traveling on it and not everything.
Yeah,
it
can be a bit pokey. But sometimes, like, you know, for example, today there's no, for whatever reason, there was no tea tackle in here.
Yeah.
So there was no milk. I had to go back to the bus to make a brew. Do you know what I mean? So it's a bit like
it's not ideal.
If I'm being honest,
you seldom come across a good dressing room, do you?
Mm.
So I'd say on the whole, probably the bus. I would say
Lighting's a big factor in dressing rooms. I think
I love. I hate sleeping on a tour bus. I struggle sleeping on a tour bus, but I fucking love the vibe of the tour bus. I love it when we're all together. Last night we all watched The Office.
Ace, yeah, that was great.
I mean, I had a nice bit. It's dead cozy night. I love that. But
before a gig, though, I don't like being on it like the half an hour before a gig. It's not for me.
I know what you mean.
I need to get in here and like get the tunes. Do you know what I mean?
You settle into the gig zone. Then.
Yeah.
You sort of, you're a bit like, you're like the vibe setter, aren't you? Fucking hell, what's wrong with me today? You're like the vibe setter, right, before a gig.
Do you think so?
Tunes.
Yeah, like you come, you're probably the first in from the bus.
Mm.
And then like you get it.
I like to get my stage gear on in a good amount of time. I don't like rushing for things.
You're always brushing your teeth for the tunes.
Put aftershave on. It's like,
we used to
treat it like a night, aren't we?
We used to tour with lights, didn't we? Lamps.
Yeah, we did. What happened to that?
Bring them back. Do you know what? This isn't, we just lost. If we're going to, let's acknowledge this.
This isn't too bad.
This is all right.
Wait, can the big light go off?
Yeah, let me try this.
Can we sample?
Miles, just turn it off.
Can we sample just... It's a little bit. It's not as soft.
Not quite.
It's not as warm white as
that. Is that soft?
Oh, what the fuck?
Sorry, Ewan did it already.
Oh, I didn't realise these went off.
It
feels colder now.
We always call it kebab house light. It's like after a night out, you know, when you go in the kebab house half cut, and there's always that bright lights, isn't there, in the kebab house? It's when you get home. Is it weird? Is it a weird feeling not living by schedule?
Yeah.
Like, so, and we, like I said before, when we came home from Ailes with me, Miles, and Tom, and then you two stayed out, that's sometimes the reason. Sometimes when you go home halfway through a tour, it can feel a bit west.
I personally don't like going home halfway through a tour because I have to. I often find myself trying to reset.
Yeah, and, I'm the same.
I find it difficult to do that. Whereas I'd rather just sit out the block of time I'm supposed to be out and then go back home.
Yeah, because, you know, come down afterwards.
You get into the swing. I know, like, because you get into the swing of, like, because you're active, all your things leading up to this thing at like 9 o'clock at night, and it's you have your set things that you do, and then it gets to like nine, and then you're on a buzz afterwards, and you don't go bed till like 1 or 2. Even if you're not getting fucking bladdered, you're still not going to bed till 1.
Yeah,
even the night's
out. You're just on a buzz,
Because you're on the buzz, you can't just go to bed at like.
It's adrenaline. You see, we're the same, don't you? Football players, you like play like Champions League games, something.
Yeah.
Like, kickoffs at 8 o'clock or 7:45, and they say they can't sleep that night for like a long time. It's because like, you're full of adrenaline. It's the same sort of thing.
Well, I think like, when you go home, you're trying to adjust to like your normal life schedule, like, you know, your partner's working or whatever, and you're like up at normal times doing normal stuff, which there's a mad polar opposite of it, which can sometimes be quite funny and nice. And obviously it's nice seeing your partner and hanging out, but the schedule thing is hard to get your
difficult,
head around.
Yeah. And I often find myself just counting down the clock till we have to get back on the bus.
Yeah.
So it's always on my mind, but everybody's different, aren't they?
Does Tom always drink herbal tea on stage? It's a specialty, isn't it, though?
At the moment, nice. I used to drink before I was on, before I played. So from all the first gigs up until the tour just before COVID, so the start of 2020, I decided to stop drinking before gigs because I was kind of felt like I was struggling to pitch, wasn't feeling great performing, and I thought, what if it's drinking before? So I decided not to, and now I drink throat coat on stage.
It's like a is it an American thing?
I don't know. Wolfie just had it. It's nice. It's good, meant to be good for your throat, so that's what I drink on stage. To be fair, I tell a lie. I had a gin and
did you like that?
I did like it.
There's not wrong with a gin, is it?
I had a gin on stage in Exeter for the first time.
Yeah.
Recently, but you know, drinking it throughout the whole gig, so it's one
one drink an hour, it's not.
Yeah, so on the whole, yes, herbal teas for me on stage.
What are some tips you have for artists who are just starting to tour? First of all, I'd say if you've not already discovered, travel lodges on motorways are a game changer. We used to tour and like sleep in like
hostels.
Fucking hostels in the cities, and like checkouts at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
And you're sleeping with 12 other
serial
killers.
And then when we discovered that we could drive the van after a gig for like half an hour and get to a travel lodge and check out's like 11 or 12, we were like, hey, yo. And they're cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, the other thing is, I suppose you've got to work to that. It's easy to get that stage. You know what I mean? Travel lodge is still expensive and still a big expense. The other thing I think, a big one, for first starting out touring is like your own, getting some own merch of yourself.
Yeah.
We used to like eat. That would be our tea money. Well,
I've just been reading the questions. I've got a good one.
We used to like eat
kebabs.
Well, no, that was our money for like thing. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like,
and also
the night before, we'd literally finish the gig, go straight down to the merch table, and that obviously always helps you sell merch. And I think the biggest thing, if you're a fan of a band who are just starting out and you go and watching them at like a smaller venue,
that personal touch goes a long way.
Yeah, it does. But it sounds horrible. And obviously, I'm not saying if you don't have the money, you don't have the money. But it's always nice to, like, you don't know. I understand how much it means to go and buy a bit of merch from a band at that age. Like,
you're dead
grateful. Like, you know, when you see someone buying the merch, you're like, oh, thank you so much. Like, it's a massive thing that, because there's not a lot of money in touring anyway. It's a, it's a dead hard thing. It's a very expensive thing to do. It's obviously the best way to get fans, and it's a sort of necessity. But when you buy merch from bands, it is a massive.
On another thing, if you can, we've figured it as we've like grown as a band. You know, like the segues we do between, try and make it
planning
a little
the
more
set
slick rather than it's just clunky between the songs. Do you know what I mean? Like
one of the best pieces of advice I've ever had.
Phones.
Oh, phones in your pocket.
Yeah,
don't have your
Jack Barrett from Heavenly.
Empty your pockets.
Yes. Said,
empty your pockets.
We went on stage with our phones in our pockets at Ruby Lounge.
It's
said
shit, doesn't it?
He says, what do you do to stop getting annoyed with each other's company on tour?
Everyone avoids me.
Yeah.
And then the next thing says, rank each other from least to most annoying.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Ooh. So
that's a good one.
Least, I think what we do to stop getting annoyed
I just break
I feel like everyone kind of goes and does their own thing. Like, we're with each other a lot, obviously, because we're touring. But we're not. We don't literally. We don't wake up and go for breakfast. Everyone. We don't always go for tea together.
We used to do everything together.
But I feel like now it's like you went for a run this morning. I'll go and do a bit of a workout on myself.
I had a pizza on the beach.
You two do a lot together, don't you?
Yeah, we do a lot together. We've got quite a lot of similar interests, don't we? Like, we like coffee, don't we?
Yeah, coffee's a big one for us.
Coffee and coughing.
I like coffee. I just don't get the invite.
I like it as well.
But you don't. With coffee comes cunt food as well. You don't like cunt food.
I don't like. Explain
to the listeners what cunt food is.
Avocado and toast. Wank.
Yeah.
I ate all that bullshit.
Just normal scram, to be honest.
Fucking eggs with cream cunt sauce on a fucking bit of sourdough. Get a bit of Warby's down you.
I love Warby's.
Talking of Warby's, there's one there. But so I feel like the way you deal with it, to summarise, would be go and do your own thing a little bit, don't you? Do you know what I mean?
You've got to have your own
space. Can we rank who's annoying and stuff? I think that's fun.
What do you do?
You do it. You're fried.
No, I just coming from one person.
I'm shit at ranking.
I don't like ranking
Let's be honest. I'm the most fucking... I thrive off being the most annoying. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was climbing in your bunk yesterday when you were just chilling out just purely because I was bored. That's why I have to do a minimum 7 miles in the morning and that chills me out a little bit.
But
I still like this now, aren't I?
You're like a fucking dog that's got his bollocks still. That's what you're like.
Did you say I need to be castrated?
I need to be fucking all the best.
The sniffs. Do you know what?
Yeah, fair enough, fucking.
I invited you in this band.
You didn't. You said fucking no at the beginning.
That's like, does anyone know that story? I said, Tom said we should get Miles in, and I said no because he dresses shit.
Yeah.
What's changed?
That's harsh, that. Tom said we can change what his dress is like, and we've still not.
I backed you, mate. I had faith.
Sure, and you just put low.
I'm not going to say it.
Go on, no, say
go
it.
Go on, say it. We can all take it out.
How badly does Miles smell?
Right, people say that. I don't even fucking smell.
You don't smell. Where's that come from? Okay. You don't smell. I'll vouch
it's
for
like,
that.
It's like, oh, his feet stinks like... Don't smell. Smell my feet now.
Go on, I'll smell it.
I've not had a fucking... I'm not showered today. Smell my feet.
John, I'm honest. It's a little bit feety.
What, smell mine? Sorry. I've been on a 7 mile.
Also quite feety.
Have you been for a jog this morning, Joe? Yeah.
Sorry, lazy boy. Lazy this tour, you.
I've been
changed. I have. That's why I jogged this morning 7 miles.
What the fuck are some of these questions?
Go on, please hit say us.
I can't.
We can exclude
who
them.
Gets a cob on the most.
Cob on.
What's a cob on?
Does that mean a fucking
that's class?
What's a cob on?
A cob's like it gets pissed off easily.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it meant an erection.
Does it definitely?
No, 100%.
Who gets a bone of the most?
Like, who gets in a mood most easily?
You're quite moody.
I'm the mood? I don't think I am.
The other day, yesterday, you were me.
One day. Do you have an on the road, it's not hard, is it?
Fucking hell. Wow.
We do.
We didn't talk about it, but we do.
Insert the jingle. It's not hard,
is it? No.
Do it there quick. So we went to, what's it, not rock climbing, what's it called? Just climbing.
Bouldering.
We went bouldering.
Type of rock climbing. That's not gimp. You know what you say in that voice, Tom?
You didn't like it.
So you went bouldering.
We went bouldering.
Stop it!
Joe's favourite.
Taste of your own medicine, man.
So we went climbing, and for some reason, Exeter don't have Uber. So we inquired about, so we're getting changed in the changing room, and this bloke was there. Just like, obviously could hear us talking. Joe goes, oh, you got any taxi numbers? So we give us the taxi numbers. We called the taxis. The guy's called Hallam. Really nice guy.
I'm going to say, first of all, no Uber's fucking mad.
I know. Yeah,
that is mad.
It's
and
a
annoying.
Bit outdated, isn't it? That?
Yeah.
So I ring the taxi, no answer. Ring another one.
Said it'd be 45 minutes.
It's like a 40-minute walk, so you're kind of like,
we've got all these bags. This guy was getting changed in the changing rooms.
Really? Hallam chirps up. Do you want a lift, lads? It's only 10 minutes down the road. I've got my car. I'm here climbing all day. I'll give you a lift.
It's not hard, is it?
It's not hard, is it?
It's not hard, is it?
How nice is that?
I honestly appreciate it.
Who snores the loudest as of the other day? Miles.
Well, this is what's weird. I didn't know I snored.
Well, you don't. You're asleep.
I did wake myself up with a singular snore the other day.
Like I've done that.
Yeah, but it was during a nap, but it wasn't like in the sleep.
Should we call it there?
Yeah.
Talked a bit, haven't we?
I reckon so.
You'd be able to get the best bits out of that, make it 25.
Maybe we should start making some solid
segments.
I like it like this.
I do like the rogue elements. It's quite interesting.
Once it's cut down, the last one we talked more smoothly. This one, it's probably just you just have to edit more shit out of it. But I mean, right. It's sweet.
Should we say bye?
Bye.
Bye.
Ta-ra,
bye.
See you. Bye. See you.
3 days Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.